CBSi on the World. I'm John Bessel with Professor Richard Epstein, writing most recently at the National Post, commenting on the turmoil in the state of Israel over proposals to the judiciary regulations that have now passed the Knesset, which is the legislative body. However, this is a tangle because Israel doesn't have what I understand to be checks and balances and three-part governments and a constitution. So therefore, Richard, you write of these protests, which look political, driven by political, but they turn on legislation that is now endorsed by the executive branch and the legislative branch. So where do they go next?
Well, I mean, first of all, Israel's a parliamentary system, which means that the executive branch is located in the Knesset. The Knesset is not based on territory, and so there are multiple parties, which means that you're always forming coalitions to get a 61-member majority in the Knesset. And the rule about coalitions is ironclad. If you've got 10 votes and the other guy's got 49 votes and he needs your 10 votes to get the 61 or 12 votes, whatever the number is, the smaller guy will wield the greater power inside the coalition. It's just sort of one of these iron rules. To make it even worse, Netanyahu is under criminal investigation. So all the parties who are to the left of him will not talk with him, which means that he talks with the more religious parties on the right. And so the criminal prosecution angle of this case really distorts the political choices. What makes it even more difficult is the Israeli constitution is not a unified body. It's a collection of practices and so forth. And there are certain kinds of very difficult features of this. But the most important feature was in the 1950s, when the Supreme Court of Israel was not a constitutional court, they gave it a veto power over the appointment of new members. And then a man named Aaron Barak gets into power. He's incredibly clever and thoroughly unsound. And what he does is he manages to look at certain statutes, some of which were passed by less than a majority of the Knesset because they were thought to be so unimportant. And he says, these are now constitutional imperatives that are given to us. And all of a sudden, the Israeli Supreme Court, which has a self-perpetuating power, can put a veto on the way in which the government makes its
decisions. We have one minute. Do you believe at this point that the matter has been concluded with the vote in the Knesset?
No, absolutely not. It's crazy in some sense, but what's already happened is the left, which lost on the first of these proposals, is going back to the Israeli Supreme Court to say that the legislation is unconstitutional. Israel, because of what Barak did, is now facing, I think, an existential fight. And what happens is the Israeli left understands that the population and sentiment shifts as such that the Ashkenazi traditional Jewish elements will only prevail if the courts keep them in power. And this is a recipe for political disaster. You cannot run a country from the bench.
Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, writing most recently at the National Post about the turmoil that continues in Israel despite the Knesset vote. Richard teaches at the NYU and Chicago, and he writes with his colleague Max Raskin, who teaches at NYU Law. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Madden.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.